Well, now we're off to Brisbane and the Asia Pacific Triennial of Contemporary Art, or APT7 as it's known. It continues its 4-month run at GOMA, the Queensland Gallery of Modern Art. The event's now in its 20th year, and the definition of Asia has expanded now to include West Asia and countries that include Iran. Paristu Farah is an Iranian artist in exile, and she's created an entire room of words, memories and loss at GOMA. It's a playful space. Children are encouraged to take scraps of words in Farsi, that's the Iranian language, and turn them into animals and then animate them on screen. Paristu Farah was recently part of a wider discussion at GOMA about Asia, history and art, and she spoke with Kate Evans via Skype.
There's a dramatic white room not far from where we're sitting right now, and it's covered in a stylized Farsi script. We're surrounded by words, but we can't read them. Nobody can read them in some ways. But Paristu, perhaps I should start by asking you about how I should describe you. Do I call you a German artist or an Iranian artist?
Actually, calling me German would not be a sound familiar to me. It would be as a definition of myself as a person and as an artist that would actually eliminate parts of my memory and history, which are very existential to me and my work. So I'm really deeply Iranian, but also if you would introduce me as an Iranian artist, maybe the same would happen. You would just don't talk about my history of being an immigrant, living in diaspora for such a long time. So I would say that I have some kind of a hybrid identity and would locate myself in the space in between and would not be happy to be just introduced as German or as an Iranian.
Well, you're part of this exhibition, Paristu, because Asia, in the sense of the Asia-Pacific Triennial, has been used to include West Asia. And I'm wondering what that term Asia means to you. Is it a positive term for you?
Yes. You know, Asia, this term of Asia has changed also during my life. Growing up in Iran, I was part of Asia. My country is part of Asia. For Iranians, Iran is located in Asia, so we call ourselves a part of Asia in Iran. But as I immigrated to Germany, so suddenly it became different. I was somebody from the Middle East. And, you know, the German term of it is even more alienating because it is Near East. I mean, it is very a scene from the Eurocentric gaze. That's the part of the Asia which is near to them, so they call it Near East. And then more and more I became Oriental. So going back to term of Asia, being a part of this exhibition in APT7 was discovering myself again as an Asian, which was very, very nice.
Paristu Farah is an artist in exile. She didn't talk about it in our recorded conversation, but both her parents were activists murdered by the Iranian regime. Much of her work explicitly addresses their deaths. Late last year, her passport was confiscated when she tried to re-enter Iran for an anniversary. She does see herself as part of the Iranian opposition, an irritant. But in terms of her artwork, this is never straightforward.
For me, there is something very fundamental difference between being a political activist and an artist. I think that, or for myself, that the place I open up in my art is a place of reflection and also to explore the existential questions that are also doubts and grief and anger and the rebellion, but not trying to find answers of in terms of political questions. So there is a huge difference in between these kind of these two ways of thinking and acting. Of course, my artistic approach and myself as a person, I'm a very, very, very political person and very much subversive against this. The religious dictatorship which is ruling my country.
It seems, though, that the way in which you express your opposition can be quite stylized. And just thinking about the work in the building where we are now, with that beautiful room full of script. And so I'm wondering where you see the role of beauty in art. And whether you see that as part of that sort of critical use of art. What role is beauty for you?
You know, in many of my works, maybe also in this work that is shown in Goma, the beauty, the beauty, the surfaces of which are very beautiful and very attractive to the viewers. But going a little bit deeper, it's also irritating. For example, if I just talk about the work on the show, a language must give you orientation. Also, the space gives you orientation. But the way I am putting this script on the space, but also using the script of Farsi, it is disorienting, because the text or the script is illegible. Even if people can read Farsi, they cannot read this text. It's fragments, it's fragmented. These are just, I just write it going with the rhythm of writing. It is the surface of it. It's like a memory, a beautiful memory of my mother tongue, which has lost its function in my everyday life as an immigrant. But at the other, at the same time, another layer of the work is how I put it in the space given to me as an, because the space has got own its own architecture, its own rules, up, down, and different directions. The script covers the space like a second skin, but does not obey the rules of the architecture. So it's at the same time breaking it. So it is some kind of a liberation, but also loss at the same time. And that is the irritating point of it. And also it is something which is beautiful, but at the same time sad.
Iranian artist in exile, Paristu Farah, speaking there with Kate Evans at GOMA, the Queensland Gallery of Modern Art. And you can hear more from that discussion tonight after 8 on RN's Big Ideas. In fact, there's a whole hour's worth. As well as speaking with Paristu Farah, Kate is joined by three other artists and commentators for a special GOMA Talks discussion. There's a whole series of these talks, and they'll all be played on RN. The details are on the Radio National front page, and we'll put a link on our website here at Books and Arts Daily.